You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, Jordan and Harley, aka Rizzle Kicks.
Yay.
Yo!
Yo!
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, how are you?
Good, thank you.
We've been told you're good talkers.
I don't know.
Hopefully, yeah.
Nope. We'll see.
Nope.
I'm just not going to say anything now. Just to prove
be quiet.
That, put that accusation.
You're from possibly one of the greatest places in the UK, Brighton.
Yeah. Hell's yay.
I haven't been to Brighton for ages. It's
Why?
Great there.
You should, it's a laugh.
Born and bred, though, in Brighton, yeah?
No.
Okay, what's the story?
Well, we grew up both in London and both coincidentally moved to Brighton when we were about 10 and then lived in Brighton. I still live in Brighton, lived there for 9 years, whatever, and Jordan recently moved to Harlesden in London.
Back to Harlesden, that's where I grew up. And so, yeah, we've been in Brighton for about 8 years, Harley's on coming up to 9 or whatever, and then, yeah, it's the vibes. I think the reason we will always proclaim that we're Brighton lads is just because it's kind of reflected in our sound a little bit, I think.
And you've gone back there for the video for Down with the Trumpets.
Very bright. Well, yeah, man, it's just like, I think it's just got a vibe about it, and we kind of want to just continue that. I think we would have fitted in quite nicely to the Brighton hip hop scene of 06 or whatever.
The video is quite, it takes the song to another level.
Do you think?
Significantly, yeah. Brings out your personality, yeah. Definitely.
That's what I think it is.
Mm. Yeah.
Because
people need that kind of element to their artist that they're going to relate to in
and
order to buy into the product.
Exactly.
So you've got to do it. Well, we use Katy Perry as an example, actually, because she released her album last summer.
Yeah.
And now she's on single number 5 from the album. And what a lazy artist would do is maybe hash together a video in 10 minutes. But what she does with each single release, despite the fact everyone's got the album, they've heard the song a million times, they don't need to buy that song again. Each video is different.
And the latest one's hilarious.
The latest one's like 8 minutes long. It's great.
Have you seen it?
I actually watched yesterday and I was like, no, oh, that's actually quite funny.
And it's got the guy from Glee in it. It's got Hanson in it.
A few guys from Glee.
Yeah.
I watch Glee.
It's got the
you totally do.
You went to Brit School.
You were, oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Brit School's the cool equivalent of Glee.
It's not any equivalent.
We'll get into
Glee.
Brit School later on.
If you want to really talk about Brit, yeah, the Brit has assumptions cast upon it as a result of a few TV shows or interviews or whatever.
We've had a lot of Brit School graduates come
Leona
to these
Lewis
stores.
Is one of those.
Yeah, they're all female singers and stuff, and there starts to become, you know, a lot of assumptions begin to build. Musical theatre are the ridiculous people who dance on tables in the canteen and stuff, and they've basically
the annoying ones.
Yeah,
and jazz hands.
You know what?
I'm actually
going to say it now, right? Because I can't get told off by my teacher anymore.
Go on.
Like, musical theatre are like the most irritating strands out of all of them. To the point when we started having a little banter with them in a play with your strands.
Oh my
little
god!
And got an official warning.
Yeah, you get at Brit. Yeah, you get 2 official warnings and you get kicked out, right?
Straight.
Oh my god. There was a fire alarm. We're all in like the AstroTurf football pitch.
And guess what musical fit start doing?
Dancing
and singing in a fire alarm.
Not needed, you know what I mean?
And then we started just chanting something random at them.
We were basically, his drama chanting slightly abusive things.
Shut that up.
Them.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, just do one.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh,
okay, good music. No, they can do that. Right, they just do their thing. Unfortunately, they become the most prominent strand in Brit, but that is only 1/6 of Brit maximum.
There's a lot more else going on.
Everyone else is cooler than that, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Introduce Down with the Trumpets for us. We'll play on Enderman now.
Okay, cool. Are we going to do our introduction that we rehearsed earlier?
Oh, it's a special one.
Right, we want to big up In Demand, and then we're gonna get into our new single, which you can get right now. What is it?
Down with the Trumpets.
Drop the beat.
Wait, where are Rizzle Kicks, by the way?
Drop the beat. Rizzle Kicks. Down with the Trumpets.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah.
There is a date in your diary we're a bit concerned might be a turning point for you.
Right.
As musicians and as people in general, where it will go downhill and never recover. You're playing Ibiza Rocks with Dizzy Rascal on the 30th of July.
Oh my god, we are.
Yeah, we are.
Yes, and that's
also Mallorca Rocks.
Yeah. Are you ready?
No, look, basically, let's just not talk about it because it's going to be disgusting.
It is.
Are you far too excited about it, though?
I don't want to think about it because let's not.
It's just going to be a bit much.
I just. It's one word, bikinis, end of. Let's stop
you,
it there.
Oh, you're going to wear them?
No, yes.
We're going to be...
Are you lifelong fans of Dizzy? Is he someone who you really looked up to?
I got a note from Dizzy. He wrote... I mean, he probably won't realise the connection, but I basically, you know, I knew this journalist who interviewed him, and I got a message from him saying, you do you and watch the world, let the world watch, when I was like 14, man. So, aww. I mean, if I can dig that out, he'd probably be quite surprised.
Yeah.
But he's for me personally... massive influence. He just did his thing.
You weren't so sure of him, were you? But I love him.
Yeah.
But I love his music. I've always loved him. Yeah, so he could do no wrong.
And also, I feel a bit sorry for the chap in terms of when he started to make music that sold commercially.
This is it.
The fans Everyone ripped turned it on out.
Can I just set straight my opinion on this? Right, is that basically? No, I don't think that anyone can say anything Dizzy Rascal, because he's kept it real since the start. Right, he's had 4 albums, and each album is like an obvious kind of like narration of his progress as an artist. Mm-hmm. The first album, he's still ground level doing his thing. One at Mercury is awesome. Showtime, kind of looking to go a little bit more towards America, but still kind of keeping it the same. Third album, I think he's got mass appreciation. He's regarded as one of the best artists in the UK, urban wise. And he's got all the, like, a lot of, like, production is awesome. And I think maybe lyrically he might have, like, you know, stepped back a little bit because he's got in a different environment.
He can.
And then he gets onto his 4th album, and it's like, what he's rapping about, I think, is pretty much what he's doing. Like, you can't say Dizzy Rascal, oi man, why aren't you rapping about the stuff you did in the first time? It's like, well, if you're on a yacht in Croatia with like
you're at Blue Marlin, you're
and you've got a few models around you, you're on the set there going, what was it like living in a near a newsagent's? Yeah. You know what I mean? Or do you know what I mean?
In it's a high
like,
rise.
Yeah, it's like, he'd just be lying. He's just keeping it real. And like the fact is, the guy got like four number ones in 2 years.
Yeah.
You cut literally anyone who says to him, anyone who even tries to disregard Dizzy Rascal as an artist, is an idiot, because he's got, just listen to Boy in the Corner, and if you want to talk about credibility, then you can shut up.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I don't know him personally or anything.
I like the
particular
passion.
Issue that really annoys me, because it's kind of like, if people want to act like he's not keeping it real, that's the one thing he actually is doing.
Guys, thanks very much for coming
Thank
to see
you.
Us.
Should we not set a single of the week? Do we get to say that?
What would you like?
My favourite song in the charts at the moment is Spaceship by Tinchy and Dappy.
And my chart favourite at the moment is Ed Sheeran, A-Team, Killing It.
Yeah.
Both?
Both songs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. They're both on the playlist anyway, so
yeah, exactly. Rizzle Kicks, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Discover In Demand online. Find out everything you need to know about Alex and Lucy. InDemand.fm.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, scouting for girls about tonight.
Yay!
Hello!
We've not had you in the warm bosom of In Demand Towers for a while now.
It has been a while. I think it's been about a year.
Yeah. So we're on a reissue.
Yes.
How many brand new songs have we got on the reissue?
Okay. Four brand new songs.
Okay. Yeah, 4 brand new songs. 2 live tracks. Yep. From the first album.
Yeah.
Properly milking it.
Okay, good.
4
this
brand
is what
new
we like.
Live version of Elvis and She's So Lovely. And then.
Number one.
And then.
The club mix
of Famous, which went number to number one.
Okay.
The dance club number one.
The dance club number one. Yeah. Remix of Famous. Yeah, so. Okay. So, but apparently you'd written these songs and you were itching to release them anyway. So, was this the only way that they would let you do it?
Because I always think these things are a bit of a rip off, these bonus things for your fans. And
you got bills to pay.
Well, yeah. And then the last single didn't do too well. So we thought, well, you know, we have to.
Sod it.
A record label said, look, it's different these days because people can download the song separately, you know. So it's not going to be one of these things where you go onto iTunes and you can only download the songs you've already got. You'll be able to download all the songs separately. So if you want to buy them, you don't have to buy it.
Oh, that's okay. That's a good deal.
When they do that, it's like album only.
Yeah.
You buy
the
whole thing. A certain national radio station that does that.
Rihanna
is a bad one for that.
Tried to buy Love the Way You Lie Part 2 with a really aggressive Eminem rap in it.
Yeah.
And you can't. You have to
buy the whole album to get part 2.
Yeah.
As if she needs the money.
Exactly.
You know, we had some new songs, and you know how long it took from our first album, because we're over here in demand in the second.
Mm.
It was like 2.5 years from when we did new music.
Mm. Do you accept that that's the way it's going to have to work now? You're not going to be able to take that time out. The record company going to put more pressure on you to deliver stuff quicker?
We didn't really want to take that much time out to get, like, you know, as fans of music ourselves, as Roy always says, you know, it's really annoying when you have to wait 3 years for one of your favourite bands to bring some new tunes out. So this gives us a chance to
refresh people's memories, that kind of thing as well.
I think it also, you have to be careful though, because I think it has to still be really good. Even sort of big bands, which you'd expect to have a massive following, if you release a couple of duff songs, yeah, and people, because there's so many other good stuff to go on.
Especially in this country, people just turn on you. It's almost like sometimes people actually want you to fail.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know.
I don't think people appreciate, you know, spending their hard-earned cash on a bit of mediocrity.
But I think people like you because they find you relatable as well. Do you know what I mean? People look at you like you're like three lads. You're obviously having a great time. You love making music. And I think that you appeal to like across the ages. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think people like this, you know, not the, you know, what happened? Because we were just at school together. Me and Greg were at school together. Me and Pete were at Cubs together. And then we worked for years.
See, I love your story.
These terrible part-time jobs, you know?
It's been a great story for 20 years.
I feel like we should have some kind of violinist in the background. Yeah.
Do you ever fight?
No.
What is there to fight about?
Well,
it's all going well.
When it's going downhill, it's a different thing.
Now, I think, though, if you were going to make a movie about your story, who would you play? Who would you have playing you?
I think it would...
Me, Van Damme.
Van Damme, amazing. Yeah, love absolutely. That.
I'm going to... say Jack Pignatte for Roy.
Jack Pignatte,
he's an actor.
He's a singer. Yeah, but he looks like you.
Roy, who would you like?
I'd have...
One of the greats.
Well, I think it would have to be Brad Pitt, really, wouldn't it?
Of course.
No, you kind of see it.
And Greg?
I've no idea who looks like me.
That guy. Don't have to look like
Dude from Skins, that's it.
The what?
You know that first series of Skins, the fellow with the
Sid?
Hat?
Sid?
Yeah.
Yeah!
There we go.
There you go.
That's it.
Honestly. Let's chat more after we've played the song. Can you introduce it for us?
Yes. Well, this is our brand new single. This is Love Hat Hurts.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Scouting for Girls still here.
Yay! Hello.
Right. Hi, everyone.
You're supposed to clap yourself.
Oh, yeah, it was that
We've
bit
been busy playing guitar.
I know. Need more hands.
What's the plans for the summer? Are you returning to any of the festivals this year?
We've got a few of our own headline shows first.
You're doing the Forestry Commission stuff?
We've done a few forest shows. And
I saw you at V last year. It feels like longer than that. I can't believe that's been a year.
Yeah. We've played V actually every year since.
It was definitely last.
They'll roll into one.
Because Paloma Faith was sort of tottering around in the background when I was chatting to you.
Do you know somebody else said that?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
She's quite distinctive as our Paloma.
Yeah. Mm.
She is, isn't she? Distinctive is a very good way of describing it. We love her, but some of her outfit choices are a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Same could be said about Greg sometimes.
Wow.
Going back to Love How It Hurts, was it written from a perspective of, say, you as young lads, or sort of, you know, that kind of feeling that you get where you really fancy someone at school and then they just turn around and they're like, whatever?
I think
everyone goes through that, right?
Many
times.
Oh, great. And he's like, yay for me.
I think from... with Scouting for Girls, whenever we write about love or heartbreak, it comes a lot from that period in your life. Because I think between the ages of sort of like 14 to 21, 22, something, I mean, you know, that sort of, you know, probably is when you feel those emotions more powerfully than I think you ever usually do. Mm. And that's usually the first time you ever get your heart broken. And I think that's always, you know, it's always stuck with me, that feeling.
I remember, though, being like a kid and having those horrible moments where you get home from school and someone's broken your heart, or you found out they know
you. Nobody broke
they
your
know.
Heart.
They know. They did. Yeah. But you find out that they know now that you fancy them. And you're like, oh, no. And it's that gutting feeling.
Yep. Yeah.
And you run upstairs to your room, fling yourself in the bed, and you're like, ah! Everyone's had that.
And that's, I think... I don't know, sometimes I think that's the success, you know, success of some of our songs is because it's written from a lot from that perspective.
It says here, Roy, you are one of the most sought after songwriters in the UK.
Well,
who's seeking you?
I couldn't reveal who.
Oh, you can tell us.
I've got some good stuff at the moment coming out. I can't say anything because if you're writing songs for other people, it's up to that person to decide whether they want to say it's you or not. But
that's the first time an artist has ever said that to us.
Yeah.
Because usually they're quite open about it.
Well, Tayo Cruz, we love him, but he always used to go, I've written this for Britney, I've done this for so-and-so, and then next time we talk to him, he's like, yeah, it didn't happen. They didn't keep the song.
Yeah,
Jesse J did the same. And it was Britney Spears again.
Yeah.
I've been asked to write a song for Britney.
Fate. There's nothing worse, is
there? No.
Can you choose a chart in the songs that you like at the moment for us to play before you go?
A chart in the songs?
A song in the charts.
A song in the charts. A chart in the songs. We were talking about Adele. What about the Adele one, the fire and the...
Set fire to the rain.
Set fire to the rain, yeah.
pleasure as always. Thank you very much, Scouting for Girls.
You're listening to the In Demand podcast. Don't forget to follow In Demand on Twitter. Twitter.com/AlexandLucy.
This is In Demand and this is the one to...
Unprofessional me, never.
Talking.
Anyway, hello, how are you?
Hello.
Right, we're going to play some songs and then chat some more, is that right?
Cool.
Yeah.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, the Wanted Stars. It's release week.
It is.
Finally.
It's officially the soundtrack to the summer. Glad you came. Been playing it for weeks now since our innuendo-filled introduction to the song.
Are you still, every time you introduce it, feeling the innuendo, or are you kind of over it now?
No, you know what? You just brought a fresh one to mind when you said it's release week. I thought, oh God, we're going to release ourselves all over everyone this week.
Glad you came.
And they'll all be glad you came. So it never gets boring around, does it?
No. So, because it is summer.
You prompted that one as well.
We want to talk about the wanted summer things. Simple as that, really.
Because we're having a cracking summer so far.
Yeah, it's
beautiful,
not bad.
Day.
Not bad. Max, we'll start with you. Let's start with summer jobs. Did you ever have a summer job when you were a bit younger? Did you ever have to go out there? Did your mum and dad make you work? No?
No. I did have a job at Republic once in the Trafford Centre.
Did you?
Amazing. Yeah, but I got sacked.
Why?
I rang in sick and then I was out that night and I was levered and I bumped into my boss.
Oh.
And he sacked me.
Okay. Siva, how about your favourite ice cream, mate?
Are you a 99 man, a traditional scoop?
He's a 69 man. Glad you came.
Oh my God.
Tom, we're talking swimming shorts now. Speedos, boardies. What do you wear? What's your attire on the beach?
I'm a bit more of a flowery short man, if I'm honest with you.
Flowery
short.
Nice. That's because you're, you know, comfortable with your masculinity.
Yes, I am.
Right, next one. Theme parks. Jay, are you a scary ride man?
Yeah.
Or do you hate them?
No, me and Tom went to Thorpe Park recently.
Yeah?
And it was really, really top.
So you like a scary ride?
I love a scary ride.
Glad you came.
I've been on the big one in Blackpool.
I've been on the big one.
Very good, lady.
Right.
They're getting worse.
Nathan.
Right, which one haven't we done? We haven't done your school holidays. Any stories from your school holidays in the summer?
When I finished my GCSEs at school, I actually decided to do nothing at all. So I just
used to watch to tell the grandkids.
Jeremy Kyle.
Did you?
So
with aspirations of one day being a guest on it.
Yeah.
So you got
introduce the song for us and we'll play it now.
We're wanted, and this is Glad You Came.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, the wanted are still here.
Clock's all round.
Now, if we cast our minds back to the first time you came here.
Glad you came.
That deserves a round of applause right there.
10 seconds.
Glad you
came. That's what she said.
That was premature. Anyway.
Oh,
you had a few fans waiting outside the first time, which was quite nice. But now there's like over 100 crazy girls out there. You must get this every day, walking around. How do you get used to it? Do you ever get used to it? Or is it actually quite a scary thing every day?
The only difference is before, because obviously maybe 1 in 1,000 people knew who we were. Now there's a few more, you just hide a bit more. Whereas before, like, you'd do your hair good and walk around all proud and try and get noticed and be gutted you didn't. Now sort of a bit more, look like a scrub, put your hood up.
Not making so much of an effort.
Yeah.
It was quite funny though, because when you arrived today, I was just literally stood outside watching, because the girls are all like queued up in a line. And one of you got out of the van and she just turned around and she went, "Oh my God, he's got his shades on!" He's got really excited. Right, we're going to talk more about summery stuff. Every man should be able to use a barbecue.
Barbecues are brilliant. Yeah? There is nothing better. I'm a rubbish cook myself.
Okay.
But there's nothing better than trying to do a barbecue and succeeding.
Okay, so are you the sort of person who burns the bangers?
Yeah.
Glad you came.
Why not? Force that in there.
I do try.
Okay, Jay, obviously you're a veggie.
Yeah, I'm so pretty good. And I also know veggie etiquette. So if you go into a barbecue, as a veggie, bring your own food because no one should be expected to buy corn for you. But I do think they should provide foil with which to separate.
Right. Or two different grills.
Yeah, but I mean, who has two grills?
Or how about you just don't go?
Yeah, just don't go.
Oh, no. How about go just home?
Take crisps.
Take salad.
I'm just going to eat crisps.
We've got to let you go.
Yeah. Boo! Enjoyed that.
Thanks
for coming back.
Pleasure.
Thank for letting us come back.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. Came.
Podcast. Don't forget, the In Demand podcast will update on Friday night. Make sure you subscribed and you'll get the best of the guests every weekend. Search In Demand in the iTunes store.